Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox, and I am incredibly honored that you are here with me, becoming the conscious mama you were born to be. Today, we have another clip from the community where I popped in and supported one of our community members with struggles with diet. And as much as we know what to do with our diet, sometimes the subconscious blocks and the programming and the way we got brought up, we just really struggle to start, to stay committed. I have plenty of conversations around this in the discovery calls. Women have paid a lot of money to work with a functional medicine doctor or someone who, a nutritionist, and they know what diet they should be doing, but for, you know, whatever reason in the subconscious mind, they either can't start or stick with it. So I hope if this is you, you get a little bit, if not a lot, of inspiration to start digging deep into your subconscious mind to help you do the physical things you need to do to create the family of your dreams. So without further ado, let's get to today's episode. Hey, Molly, I hope this is okay that I record a message for you. It's just really easier for me to articulate kind of the advice that I want to give you instead of write it on this particular question. Because what I'm really feeling from you is more of a emotional mindset issue than just a physical starting the diet issue. I know with a little bit of contact that we've had, just getting started has been like an issue and where to go. When it comes to starting a new diet for any reason, you really want to start where you're at, right? So if the elimination diet is too much for you, which is the top five food intolerances amongst most people, the corn, the soy, the dairy, the gluten, high sugars, I think that's it. That's a lot of food off the table for a lot of people who have been eating the normal standard Western diet, right? Just that five categories can dramatically change the way you eat. And that can be really overwhelming. And so even though maybe consciously, you know that like, okay, I need to do this because I know this is going to help support my fertility, my physical health, my gut health. But if you are having severe anxiety from it and are unable to start taking the physical actions, we actually want to take a step back for one and explore why. You know, what is the why behind it that is getting to you? So taking some time, getting into a quiet space, and really just journaling it out, even if it's just like, I don't have my other book. I don't think I've done it in this one. So this is my, like one of my journals one, I have plenty. But even if you're just, if you're not like a writer or like you just get stuck, all you do is you take your pen and make these movements, right? Even if you're just blank, but you ask the question, you know, what is my fear? Why am I stuck? Why can I not do this? And just sit with yourself. And
The answers will come up if you don't already kind of know why, right? If we're really radically honest with ourselves, we can get to the root of the issue a lot sooner. So taking some time and really getting honest with yourself and finding the core block of why you can't commit to this is really important. The other thing is just start with one. You don't have to do all five. Because if you eliminate those top five, most people, and get on a clean diet, you will see radical results. I know I did, right? I don't know if you know my story completely, but I went paleo basically, which eliminates most of the top five there. I didn't realize I was eating a ton of sugar in like the cans that I was eating. I was eating way too much fruit for my gut health at the time. I was eating these like bars that are supposed to be healthy, but in reality, they have like 24 grams of sugar and a bunch of other crap in them. So me just going paleo, I saw radical, radical benefits. And it was it made it easier when it came to the time that it didn't quote unquote work, right? Because I still had some more things that I needed to do. It made it easier to shift into a more restricted diet. Because if I would have had to go full AIP, which I did to a certain standard, there's a few things that I kept in. Like I kept egg yolks in, I kept like a few nuts and seeds in, but it's really restrictive, right? And really radical to like the rest of society, especially at that time. We're talking, almost 10 years ago. Even doing it now, where this is more common knowledge, like I still get comments. Like people still look at me and they're like, "Oh my God, how do you get your kids to eat that way?" I was like, "Well, they know no other way. This is just the way we eat in this household." Yes, do we have treats? And yes, do my kids eat gluten sometimes? Yes, but they eat radically different than I would say 100% of the people at their school or even the people we hang out with, right? And so do I. But I had to start somewhere. And when you just start, so if you can be completely honest with yourself and saying, what food do I know I overconsume that I know is not good for the highest purpose of right now, right? Is that our gluten? Is it cheese? Like, is it, whatever it is, just pick that one thing and start with that one thing while you're working on the mindset, and really catch your default language in it too. This anxiety isn't coming from nowhere. It's stemming from something, and usually it's very multi-layered, especially in a fertility journey. But even if we could just pinpoint one location to work on at this time, that is where you need to start. Watch your language, watch your thought process about food. One of the big life-changing moments in my journey was I was sat at my breakfast table. I had to get up about 15, 20 minutes earlier than I normally did to actually make myself a healthy breakfast instead of slamming toast on the way to work or getting a bowl of cereal. And I had this lovely plate of poached eggs, steak, and spinach. That's what I started with. Like, you guys see my breakfast now. That was a buildup. I did not start there. I just started with what I could do and then added throughout the years, right? And I was pissed. Like, I was sat there with this beautiful meal. We lived in this beautiful home in York that we redid ourselves. I was like an assistant manager and had my dream job in the preschool room at the time. Like, life was good other than the fertility BS, right? We could afford this food on our plate. And I was so mad. And I remember laughing out loud at myself, like, really? You're mad about this. You're mad that you have these resources. Like, yeah, does it suck that you have to change up all these things and no one else says? Yeah, it does, but that's your journey. And what are you going to do? You're going to stay mad and frustrated at yourself and not reach your ultimate goal because of you, basically? Or are you going to start changing your mindset about this diet that you need to do, that you look at the positives? Okay, I have the knowledge, first off, right, that there is a way. And at the time, I didn't have, like, fertility health coaching was not a thing, right? Social media and all this information wasn't a thing. So I only had my health coach. That was the only real one person in my life until I started really tapping into, like, podcasts. But those podcasts weren't about fertility. They were just about overall general health at the time. There was zero fertility podcasts talking about this stuff. So I didn't even know that it would work, right? It was like a huge leap of faith on my part, where you have me, you have so many other amazing women out there that have not only proven, but the science is out there too, right? So having the knowledge that you can do this for yourself is really amazing. You know, having the resources, even, you know, if you don't have, you know, like, not everything's organic, or like, not everything's perfect, at least you have the resources to, you know, do the best that you can do. You have a kitchen to cook in, you have a house that you live in and keeps you warm. So looking at these really small, but yet essential things to even do what you need to do, you know, there are women out there that don't have this, right? They don't even have the knowledge. They don't even have the awareness. That's why the awareness piece is so big in dreams, is that you even have to be aware that this is possible for you. That awareness opens the floodgates. It opens the doors. Okay. So watch yourself, how you're thinking and speaking about the whole diet thing, your situation. Where can you change it up to more positive things and be grateful for what you have and what you can do now? Journal and get into the mindset of where this anxiety is coming from. Where is it stemming from? What are you afraid of? What's holding you back? And just start with one thing. Just do one thing that you know deep down in your heart. And maybe it's not even the, like, maybe there's two things, and one is really hard because you love it so much and you don't want to give it up. Start with the other thing. Start with the thing that you're like, yeah, I don't really need that in my life, but I just do it because of habits, right? So be graceful to yourself. And that's where you need to start. Okay. So I hope this resonates. I hope this helps. And obviously check in and let me know how you get on.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.